Okay, so Boker Tov, here at Kilat Shiftei Yisrael and Ronana, studying, learning together for 7 minutes of Chizuk. Now, in this Parashat Beshalach, we have the first Shira in the Torah. Shira is a song, and if you take a look at the Sefer Torah, and please God, we'll be back in shul to be able to daven and read the Torah together. You can see that the structure of the writing in the klaf is different for Az Yashir than it is for regular klafim. It's designed in a particular way with spaces in between. And this is not the only place that a shira appears in the Torah or in Tanakh. Other examples include Shirat Azinu, the Shirat Dvorah, the Shira of David HaMelech, and also the Shira of Bnei Yisrael following in Parshat Chukat, following their victory over the Kanaanim. However, when it comes to these different shirim, these different songs, Chazal tell us, in the name of Rabbi Akiva, that these songs are kodesh, they're holy, but Shir HaShirim is holy of holies, is kodesh kodeshim. What is it that separates Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs, which was composed by Shlomo HaMelech? What is it that separates that from all the other songs in the Torah, including Az Yashir, which we'll read the Shabbat? Now, just to mention Shir HaShirim, Ashkenazim generally read Shir HaShirim on Pesach, and also Lel HaSeder, at the end of the Seder, you'll find it in the Haggadah. Sephardim read Shir HaShirim on every Friday night. Okay, it makes tefillah much longer, Shir HaShirim. But it's beautiful. It's a beautiful way to enter Shabbat. What is the difference between Shir HaShirim that is called Kodesh Kodashim and these other songs? And I want to share with you an insight from Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein in his Sefer Tosefet Bracha. And he explains as follows. And it is a very deep psychological idea, which I think is very appropriate for us to think about in these times. He says the reality is that in life, it's very natural for us to give thanks to somebody when something bad happens, and then we are saved or somehow redeemed from that circumstance. Chas v'shalom, person is sick in the hospital and they come out, I need to say Berachat HaGomel, I need to make a Seudat Hodeah, I need to thank Hashem, I'm going to daven every day, three times a day, and we have lots of feel real commitment to thank Hashem when something bad happens, and then we are redeemed from that circumstance. However, in contrast to that, when things are good, we tend to forget to give thanks. When things are normal, we forget to give thanks. When we are not lacking anything, we forget to give thanks. And that means that we take things for granted when things are just normal and good and we have all of our needs met. And this notion of that sometimes when we have too much, we come to forget God is an important theme in the Torah, in particular in Sefer Dvarim. Moshe warns the Jewish people, you'll get into Eretz Yisrael, you'll be prosperous. You'll have your fields, your homes, your vacation home, you'll have everything you want. Your hearts will grow high and you'll forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Later on in Parashat Azinu, Vayishman Yishrun Vayivat Shamanta Avita Kasita. When we become filled up, when we become fattened, if you will, we forget to give thanks, because it's usually in times of need that we recognize that we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, how does this relate to our question? The difference between Shir HaShirim and these other Shirim. These other Shirim are all songs, spontaneous songs recited after delivery from the hands of enemies. Az Yashir, the Jewish people sing after they see the Egyptians, killed, as they were trying to kill them. Shirat Dvara was sung after the great victory in Sefer Shoftim. Shirat David HaMelech is a song that's composed after he emerges victorious. Okay, so all of these songs are a response to crisis and redemption. In contrast to Shir HaShirim, Shir HaShirim is just a love song. It's a beautiful love song. Reaching out to Hashem, yearning for Hashem, thirsting for Hashem, wanting to feel close to Hashem, praising Hashem. It's written in a form of a parable between a lover and his beloved. But nonetheless, it's reaching out to Hashem and seeking that relationship, not out of crisis, not out of need, not in a moment of emergency, but just in order to build a loving relationship. That is the difference between Shir HaShirim and these other songs. And I think we could all agree that the message here is very important, that we tend to only give thanks when we lose something and then we gain it back. And we all, and I'm including myself in this, that we all need to try to just give thanks, just to buy a card, to buy flowers, to say thank you, to give a compliment, There doesn't have to be an incident that happens that we're redeemed from and saved from that should demand our giving thanks. It should just be something natural that happens. And we have to try. We have to work really, really hard on this. This is not an easy thing, but this is the avodah of this week of Parashat B'Shalach, by understanding the difference between Az Yashir and Shir HaShirim. Az Yashir is good. It's good to give praise to Hashem when something bad happens and you're redeemed, but we need to up the game, up our game, and try to also give thanks when things are good and just stop. So I want to encourage all of us, and I'm speaking to myself too, try to think of one person today you could just say thank you to. Just say thank you to them for everything that they do for you, and that's a good way to start the day. Wishing you all a beautiful day ahead. Kol Tov, Yishar Koch, great to see you. Women's Tanakh Shir will be starting at 10 a.m. here on Zoom. Kol Tov, everybody. Hello, Sarah, Louise, Marie, Herbie, Marlene, Alam, Leah, Sylvie, David, and Steve. Have a great day.